All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Backstage of the Grammys being brought to you by Palazzo. Now, go out and see the brand-new, fantastic hotel in Las Vegas. Brian Whitman's favorite band is with us. Tantric, nice to see you, fellas.
Good to see you. Good to be seen. How you doing, gentlemen?
Hello, Tantric. How are you?
All right, long live Tantric, huh?
Yes, long live Tantric.
How long you guys been around?
Well, it's going to be almost 10 years.
Wow.
9 years.
Wow, congratulations.
Yeah. All the same guys,
next,
huh?
No, not all the same guys. Uh-huh. I'm the only original guy, actually. But, you know, the heart is right here. That's where we keep the heart of the band. So that's why they always have to keep me alive. They can't kill me.
And forgive my utter ignorance. You are?
I'm Hugo, and I'm the singer.
You're Hugo, and?
I'm Marcus, violinist.
Marcus? And Joe.
And Joe. Joe plays the guitar.
All right.
And where are you guys
pretty good,
from?
Too. Well, we live in Louisville. I'm really originally from, like, Detroit. Joe is from Boston.
Yeah, I live in Louisville, too.
And he lives in Louisville, too. And then we got our drummer. He lives in Pennsylvania. And then we got a Jersey boy, too. So we got it all covered. Oh,
so this
know?
Is not the whole band. There are five guys in the
There's
band.
There's five right. guys in the
you
band.
You guys touring now. Right now?
We're going to start touring at the end of March. So the single, you know, comes out February 26th, which I hope you guys will be playing.
You bet.
And then the record comes out April 22nd. So in between there and February 26th and April 22nd, we're just, you know, pressing, you know, meeting wonderful guys like you. And
thank you very much. Well, what's the biggest hit you guys have ever had?
We had Breakdown. It was the number one single in the country for about 14 weeks.
Wow.
So it was that one. Bought me a couple of cool things.
Do you enjoy touring? When you go out on tour, is it something you look forward to?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. You know, absolutely. I feel most at home when I'm, you know, on my tour bus and touring. And I'm like, and when I'm off tour, I'm like, oh, I can't wait to be on tour for 2 years. But then, like, 6 months into touring, I'm like, oh, my God. My back hurts. I want to go, you know. But it really is enjoyable, you know. I love to tour, and it's kind of like the fruits of your labor. You know, you write this record, you release it out into the world, and then you go, and you hear everybody sing along to it. It's like, you know, it's the best feeling in the world.
Who opens for you guys?
You know, different people open for us, you know.
Who have you guys open for?
You know, we toured with Three Doors Down, Kid Rock, Creed. You pretty much name it. Stained, STP, Incubus.
Right. Wow, that's
pretty
cool.
Much POD.
Now, what is the Tantric? What does it mean? What does the word mean?
If you're asking, can we practice tantric sex? The answer is no. Well, maybe Marcus can because
it's a sexual term,
he's
right?
a sexual deviant in the band. But it comes, you know, it comes from, it's a type of energy. It's a tantric energy.
I see.
And it doesn't all have to be sexual, so.
Oh, right, so it's not always
no,
sexual.
No, no, okay. No, it isn't.
All right.
But but for the right price, it can be.
All right.
For $29.95, you too can be the next tantric.
What was Kid Rock like on the road?
Oh, well, he's an awesome guy, dude. I've known Kid, Bob for a long time because I'm from Detroit, you know. And I knew him when he was rapping and stuff. And he's always been a really super cool guy to me. And, you know, I got nothing but good things to say about him.
Yeah, I spent a lot
he's
of time
a scrapper.
In Detroit. My mom's from Dearborn.
Oh, yeah.
So I spent an ass load of time there.
Nice city, Dearborn.
Dearborn's not bad.
Yeah.
You know, Detroit is. I enjoyed it, but we were there in the summer all the time. It was hotter than hell.
Yeah. Humid, right?
Humidity. Well, you know, that's the thing about Detroit. It's either hot as hell or freezing freaking cold. I mean, there's no in between. And, you know, it's. You know, Detroit, it's like you either love it or you hate it. You got to take it with all its faults, but it's a great town, you know, and it's got a lot of character, you know. You don't mess with Detroit. It's
wow, that was a big waft of pot smoke.
I know. They're
wow.
All,
that's the strongest I've heard. I've smelled it all day.
I know.
Wow, there wasn't. Unbelievable, man. I got high. Like, everyone's smoking weed. Out on the
that smells good.
Like everybody is all of a sudden that door.
I don't know how you can like really like smoke pot. I mean, you know, I love weed. You know, I'm not saying that I don't.
Sure,
but I don't know how you can do it and then go and do these interviews because wouldn't you forget the question?
You should hear some of the interviews.
You know, because dude, I learned my lesson once. You know, I was doing this thing for MTV. And, you know, I didn't realize how close the building was. I thought it was going to be a few hours, you know. Needless to say, when I get there, I'm feeling pretty good, right? And the guy was asking me a question, and I was just going on and answering the question. And, you know, like 2 minutes into the question, you know, I veered off into this tangent, and I had no idea what the question was. But I'm trying to, you know, pull back going, oh, my God, I am such a freaking retard right now.
So you get paranoid when you smoke?
No, I don't. But you just get, like, you know, your mind, you know, just kind of goes somewhere. So the guy's, like, looking at me, and I'm like, you know, I'm in left field somewhere talking about a pony from Poland and stuff, you know?
You know, one of the reasons I rarely smoke, I don't smoke anymore. I've smoked in a couple of years.
Right.
And I don't smoke anymore because, and here was the defining moment for me. I went to a L.A. Kings game.
Right.
And we had smoked weed in the parking lot. This one there at the Great Western Fort.
Right.
And I lost my buddy I was with, and we spent all three periods looking for our seat. We never found our seat the whole game.
You guys finally sit down and the game's over.
The everybody's buzzer leaving. Sounds.
You're like, I don't care. I'm staying here. I'm getting a hot dog and I'm staying here. And I know, but that's what I'm saying.
They shut down the beer concession before we found our seat.
And you know, whatever was out there was good stuff. You know?
Oh, yeah, wow, that door, man.
Woo.
All right, Tantric, congratulations. Hey,
thank you guys so much for having us.
And what's the website?
You could just go on a Tantric. You know, it's on MySpace. MySpace, what is it, /Tantric or something like that?
Yeah, right. MySpace.com/Tantric.
Yeah, I'm sure you can find it. It's, you know. But thank you guys so much.
Nice to see you, fellas.
Gentlemen.
Thank you, guys. Good luck.
Tremendous success.
Thanks for everything.
Very nice guys.
God bless you.
Thanks,
Joe. Normal dudes, man. All right, we are backstage at the Grammys, brought to you by TurboTax.
Yes.
Yeah, if you're going to have your taxes done, you might as well do them fast.
All right.
Like with TurboTax.
That's right.
I don't know if that's one of their sayings or not, but that
but it should be
good,
because it sounds real good, Tim.
Also sponsored by Sudafed, Brian Whitman's favorite choice, Sudafed PE. Mm-hmm. Sinus misery, get Sudafed PE. Mm-hmm. The medicine in Sudafed PE is clinically shown to relieve nasal congestion in minutes.
Yeah, well, that's a great service.
There you go. All right, those guys seem pretty cool.
Sound like nice guys, Tantric. Jerry, you're not you didn't know much about Tantric?
You're not a big Tantric fan?
Oh, God.
Go grab another mic, dude.
Grab a mic that's not being used, you animal.
Yeah, what's wrong
I might have heard one of their songs before, but as far off the top of my head, I'm not sure, but... Right. Oh. I'm sure we'll play
people
one when we change the
walking into me here. God damn it.
It's hard rock.
Everybody's walking into me, Tim.
Ooh, this goddamn seat's broken.
Hitting
again.
My chair. My ass hurts from sitting on this chair.
Oh
your chair. Wow, you hear that?
Oh, God damn it.
Oh, that chair's done, dude. It was like that's a wrestling chair.
God
send that to
it.
Vince McMahon. They could use that.
Oh, that pinched my ass, too. Those two pieces of wood came together and pinched
buddy,
my ass.
Buddy, take this chair. Take that.
Yeah, you know, let the guests sit in the busted one.
Yeah, let's see. Let's have like let's set that chair up and have like a guest.
One of the gladiators to sit in.
Yeah, and whammo to the ground. Here, it'll be a comedy.
And he breaks his neck, and then they use this audio to sue us.
Yeah, you're right. We shouldn't do this.
All right, we are backstage at the Grammys.
Everybody's
watch
passing me with
the
food.
Grammys on Sunday night on CBS.
Yeah.
Conway and Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM.